There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I run them predominantly, mainly because they're so modular, I can stick one just about anywhere. And I do mean anywhere. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In the gun industry now, there's an ascension, you know, and all the offshoots of it, too, and all the offshoots of it, too. And there's sort of an overlap. And so it's really quite cool the way things work out. I wish I was a younger man. And my next guests are some younger guys. But seeing as how, you know, I was a military veteran back in the 80s when most of these guys were probably, just crawling around or maybe not even born. We got to introduce them in a way that makes sense to both of us. So, Bachelor number one from MBest11X, the YouTube channel, and also one of the creative minds behind Article 15, Art15Clothing.com. Excuse me for that. That's Matt Best. Say hello, Matt. We got no Matt? Did Matt step away? And the CEO of Ranger Up. When he gets around somebody that has no discretion, he puts them in a carpenter's bag and ships them off to the old country. That's Nick Palmisciano from CEO Ranger Up. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Do we have Matt as well now? That's not working out for me. That's just not working out for me. If Matt comes back, let us know.
I know he was on standby for the call, so I know he's around waiting to do this. So.
I went to a lot of trouble. My production crew was scrambling to find that dating game stuff, let me tell you. Anyway, Ranger Up, Art 15 Clothing, you guys, it's a new kind of business out there because while you do overlap within the gun industry and everything, it's not that kind of business, is it? And it's this is the veterans sort of paying homage to veterans this way, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's something that started because, you know, when I left the military, I was looking around, and basically everything that you had if you wanted to show any sort of support for the military was kind of snakes and skulls and death from above, and there wasn't anything that really focused on, you know, what it was like to be a veteran or, you know, frankly, what it was like to be a patriotic American that did so without kind of going over the top. And that's how Ranger Up started. I was a grad school student after leaving the military in a world that was completely different. And I volunteered with the ROTC. And the kids there said, you know, it'd be really cool if we had some T-shirts that we could wear around campus and not feel, you know, like we were, like we weren't cool. And so I made some free T-shirts for my students just with an iron-on press, and they were like, these are great. You know, you should launch this as a company. So I started it as a hobby, and that was about 9 years ago.
I'm told we have Matt Best now. Matt, are you there? Anyway, Nick... we'll get Matt sooner or later. I know you guys have got an announcement that you want to make, and I'd like to try to work it out to where you both are here. So have you got through the next segment to stay with me?
Absolutely.
Just make sure, because
absolutely.
So with Ranger Up, you also your clothing, the kind of people I know, some of the people that work for you, I know some of the clothing that you make. I asked one question the other day about it, and you actually you make clothing for people like me that were veterans back in the 80s, and we still want to feel cool and bad, you know, and all this other stuff, and you make them in the size we can wear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How much of an overlap is Ranger Up? I know about Article 15 clothing because they do the you know, they do all the videos that they do with Ranger Up. How much of an overlap do you have within the gun industry? How many gunnies come your way and run the stuff?
I mean, a ton. I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of unique views every month, and the Second Amendment group, which is, you know, which transcends military veterans and police. It's just, you know, patriotic Americans in general that, you know, believe in the core principles of freedom are the bread and butter of what we do. And that's why you'll see both with us and, you know, and with Matt, you know, we never pull punches around that issue. And for that reason, it's been a very interesting journey for both of us. There are a lot of news outlets that like the story of the veteran, and want to talk and tell the story of a veteran business. But as soon as they see, you know, Second Amendment shirts, the story kind of goes away. That's been the most interesting thing, I think, over the years of doing this, is the way that the media blanches at anything that involves being supportive of the Constitution in that regard.
One of the things I've noticed, that there's a lot of, and it distresses me a great deal, there's quite a few organizations out there that will say, we're with the veterans, and yet they're very staunchly anti-gun. And, you know, most veterans, you know, just by the law of averages, were enlisted. And I remember when I was enlisted in the 80s, when we thought the Soviet Union was a real threat, and before it was groovy cool to be in the military, prior to the term tactical operator, that we took the doggone oath pretty seriously. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't something quaint, you know, and we were sent overseas into Europe. And I mean, I spent I spent 3 years in Europe, and 2.5 of them were in the field. I mean, I was constantly training to fight Ivan. And the veterans, while I agree with you about the Second Amendment pre-existing before the military veteran, but the military veteran is a very staunch supporter of everything constitutional. And I've seen a lot of organizations that are not. How often do you get compared to them, or how often do you butt up against them?
Yeah, it happens all the time. It really does happen all the time. And I think it's because you have, you know, since the draft has gone away, you really, yes.
All right. I'm seeing, okay.
We've got Matt.
We have Matt. Matt. Matt's supposed to be on the air. Matt.
Anybody?
Matt, you still there?
We got you. Now, I know that you. I know that you were a ground pounder of some pedigree when you were in the military and everything. But even back in the 80s, we said it is very important to be able to shoot, move, and communicate. I had all this wild. I had this crazy wound up stuff for you, man. Now that moment has passed. Anyway, we're joined now by Matt Best from Art 15 Clothing. We only got about 45 seconds left in the segment, Matt. Thank you for taking the time to join the show. One thing I want to tell you is that I am a big fan of your YouTube channel. My top two: pre-workout, how to be a tactical operator. Especially how to be a tactical operator.
Well, thank you, sir. We enjoy having fun and making light of everything, so I greatly appreciate it.
Now, you guys, I'm just going to give out the tease. You guys have got an announcement to make.
Yes, sir.
And I want to let you make it on here, and we're going to do that in the next segment. Art15clothing.com, that's where you can find Matt's company. RangerUp.com, that's where you can find Nick's. All veteran-owned. You're supporting great organizations. You're supporting people that support veterans. I'm a veteran, so when you support them, you're supporting me. Everybody, hang tight. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. There's a reason I use G-Code. I still use the first generation stuff because it still works and it's still indestructible. But they've gone through the second generation, the third generation. Fourth generation is on the drawing board, and it has a lifetime warranty. And you can mount their holster, their ammunition carriage, anywhere you want it to go. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. my guest this hour, and I want to do the introduction of Matt because he missed it, or if he heard it, and I don't know. I just want the instant gratification. So I've already introduced CEO of Ranger Up, Nick Palmisciano, the right way, but let me now introduce my other guest. And that, of course, is the man that with a snap of the fingers can take a woman from business casual to bikini. He drinks Jameson, no glass, does the best parachute landing fall off of a cinder block wall I've ever seen in my life. And he is tactical. And he has a beard. Everybody's got a beard except for me and Nick, anyway. And that is Matt Best from Art 15 Clothing and Best 11X. Say hello, Matt.
What's up, man? Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, normally, when you look at this and you look at two apparel companies that exist in the tactical space, and they say, we've got an announcement to make. That's normally like what happened with Ranger Up with my friend Chuck Porter, who had Sheepdogs Inc., which just had some of the best T-shirts out there. And then Ranger Up and Sheepdogs Inc. just conjoined and right. became one thing. So, you know, when I was talking, you know, I was trying to get Matt because Matt amuses me as an old man. That's not a bad thing, Matt. It's not a bad thing for you to amuse me. Believe me.
Glad I could be of service.
Yes, sir. But then I find out that you guys got this other thing going on, and this is what amazes me about the offshoots of the gun industry, the way you guys take it and evolve. So I'll let you guys say it first, and understand, Palmisciano, that I have a gun out, and if one of your people shows up with a carpenter bag and a roll of duct tape, they're going to die. So,
well, luckily, the announcement is public now, so we don't have to bag and tag anybody anymore.
Okay. So we're talking about Range 15, Project Range 15. And Range 15 is going to be, I mean, quite honestly, you guys it's a piece of genius. It's a really nice piece of work, what you guys have got. I don't know the premise and everything. I know a little bit about the premise, but not enough to go by it. Although I do want to, if it is the premise, I think, I want to be the guy when everything goes bad that you look at and say, we don't have to outrun them, we just have to outrun you. So tell us about Range 15, please.
Nick, you want to get this?
Sure. Range 15 is a post-apocalyptic comedy, and it is centered around the adventures of Matt Best as he gets out of the military, and then things go bad really fast. That's the quick version of it. We don't want to go into too much crazy detail, but it is a absolutely hilarious script with some significant homage to the military.
Yeah.
The whole thing started because you know, Matt and I and our organizations have a lot of mutual respect for each other. And we got together and started talking about, you know, what are some really cool things we could do for veterans, and came up with this idea. And it, you know, started as an idea, and we've been kicking it back and forth since October and started working on it hardcore. And, you know, people have no idea the hours that you've got to put in to get this stuff done, but we've got just an amazing script, an amazing crew, and an incredible director in Ross Patterson. And I hate to give Matt credit, but he is very charismatic and exceptional on camera, and I'm really excited about the movie.
I actually flipped Nick $20 bill to give me those accolades, so thank you.
Yes. What I like about the MBest 11X video channel is that when I came out of the military in 1990, we didn't have the phrase tactical operator. We didn't have plate carriers. We didn't have optics. I guess we were just quicker back then and had better eyes. So, back in the day, that was the great generation, Matt. That was a good one. Anyway, nowadays, when you got people coming out, there's people that come out and they take everything that they've done and everything so seriously. And I had a blast when I was in the military. The 7 years I spent in the military, I kicked myself every day I got out of the military. That's a story for another day. But things started happening then that I had waited my entire military career to go do, and I didn't get to go do it. And this, I think, is going to be one of these things where your brands now, Matt, with your YouTube channel, people know who you are. But this is this to sort of kick the Ranger up Art 15 clothing brand, kick that up a notch as well?
Well, I think the overall goal to this is kind of the same premise that we have with the online videos that both Ranger Up and I do, is to bring entertainment to the community and show that, like, the civilian world that, yeah, you know, we serve a country, we've been deployed multiple times, but at the end of the day, we still enjoy having fun. We can take life in a fun approach. And so when we came to Ranger Up and we all comprised this idea, we were like, let's make a movie for the veteran, tactical, military community that shows, yeah, we can have fun and then still do things professionally and correctly. And then that's the overall goal, you know.
Now, Nick, are you going to be in it? Because I liked your part in the video I saw the other day.
Yeah, we're all in it. We're all in it. But, you know, somebody's got to be the star.
Is Porter going to be in it?
Porter will definitely have a cameo.
Okay, well, I think Porter should be the one that you guys outrun then.
That's a good idea, actually. And I'll give you credit for that in the credits. That's how it goes down.
No, Chuck is a good guy. He's a good man and everything else. We're coming up on the next break. If you guys can stand by, well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the brands and what you try to, the ambassadorship you do for the, what I call it anyway. There's not, you know, there's not a lot of giving back as much as I think there should be. So art15clothing.com, that is what Mr. Best is associated with. They make shirts and apparel that people my size can wear, so that means that everybody else is covered. As does Ranger Up. Ranger Up is a, I don't know which one of you guys is the older company or anything else, but I mean, you've sort of turned the military apparel industry into like a rock and roll industry, which I think is sort of indicative of gun culture 2.0. You guys are sort of like at the tip of the spear of that, so I like it. I just wish I was younger so I could go over the obstacles. Now, you know, and by the way, I know I'm going through the, I'm about to shoot a documentary, so I know exactly what you guys are facing as far as the ramp up, and I only just got approval for everything just the other day, so I've only just begun, so.
Congratulations.
I'm not looking forward to it at all. I'll congratulate me when it's done if I'm still not hanging from an overpass. If that's the way it comes out, then, oh, yeah, congratulate me by all means. Yeah, by all means. Art15clothing.com, RangerUp.com. Check them out. Patronize them because you're taking care of your own when you do that. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, the most modular tactical holster system out there on the market. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Ranger Up is CEO Nick Palmisciano, and from Art 15 Clothing and YouTube is Matt Best, and they have got a film coming out. They put together a film called Range 15. Now, what is the significance of Range 15 in the post-apocalyptic world after Matt Best gets out of the military? What was he near Range 15, or was that where Patient Zero comes from, or what's the deal?
Together, Nick can probably articulate it a little better than me, but it was a way of kind of bringing the companies together through a name to show how a lot of people view us as competitors, but we're coming together to support the community.
Now it makes sense. Nick, do you wish to articulate further?
I think just in general terms, Matt nailed it, but there are a lot of organizations that kind of work against each other, and this nonprofit is better than this nonprofit, and whatever. And at the end of the day, we both looked at it and said, neither one of us is going to just knock this thing out of the park by ourselves, but we could do something awesome for the veteran community, and have a good time doing it if we work together. Both organizations have skill sets, and it's been an awesome team. I mean, we've really worked hard and really worked well together without any issues, which I think you'd have a hard time doing that outside of the veteran community. So, in addition to just wanting to do an amazing project, we want to be an example for other veterans of how they can conduct themselves and do incredible things.
I like it. I like it. Although I do have an idea for you, because I agree with you, Nick. I think Matt has he's got a sort of a charm about him, a sort of a comedic flair. I think
the
there should be.
Tones,
yeah,
you know?
And he's got that too, and he actually looks okay in the beard. There's a lot of guys sporting the beard.
Zach, I had to shave it. I don't know if you know that, but I have a rough patch. I broke my wrist on a filming accident and had to shave my beard. I mean, it was for a good cause. We shaved for some charity stuff we were doing, but my beard's finally coming back, so I'm excited.
Well, I don't understand it at all. I guess if you were stationed in Afghanistan, in Germany, in order for us to be indigenous, we had to get very pale and wear shirt pants that were very tight, even on the calf.
I did a tour in Germany.
You know what I'm talking about then, don't you?
I do.
It's just like the way Michael, what's his name, Austin Powers, he used to portray Dieter. It's just like that. Just like that. Anyway, my premise is this, Nick, and if you want to write this down, this is fine. I don't expect any royalties or anything. You're sending Matt back in time because he's got to rid 21st century America of one of the biggest fevered egos known to man. Sort of a la, you know, Terminator, okay? He's going to show up no clothes, which I'm sure there'll be legions of Matt Best fans that like it. The title of this, since he's going to rid the country of a fevered ego, I think the country can take this now. I think he should be going back a la to Terminator, and let's call the movie Let's Hunt and Kill Billy Ray Cyrus.
That'll be the second movie.
Because, you know, I have a hard time with today's music. I really do.
I don't know if you saw this. Cyrus came out with, like, a rap country song, like a second Achy Breaky Heart. And, man, it was physically illing to watch.
So you're on board then, Matt?
I'm in.
Okay.
As long
with
as it's still Justin Bieber, too.
You can just go on a rampage as far as that goes, man.
That's the whole movie.
You can just go on a rampage. We can come up with a different title if we have to. It's no big deal. No big deal at all. As you guys go forward, now, this is one thing that a lot of people don't get in the gun industry. The gun industry has a lot of, it's not so much competition as it is coalition. There's certain companies that really work well together, and when they do that, they sort of evolve. So, I mean, You're doing the apparel. Now you're going to get into filmmaking. Is this just the beginning of something that's just going to spin and go who knows where?
Yeah, well, Matt's already, you know, Matt's already doing. Go ahead, Nick.
Matt, you go ahead.
Individually, I think your companies will still, you know, kind of operate in their own confines. But yeah, collectively, we really want to bring this community together. You know, the firearm industry kind of prides itself on ethics and ethos, and that's what we're really trying to do, is showing that, like, there's enough space for everybody. And when we work together, we can do far better things than, you know, operating individually. And that's kind of the take we've taken with everything, even our brands and everything. So, yeah, I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for the film and then what we can do past that, you know.
How old are you? Matt, how old are you? You got to be in your 20s.
Yeah, I'm 28 years old.
28 years old.
Yes,
I can't,
sir.
I'm not going to tell you what I would give up to be 28 again. And Nick, you don't look like an over-the-hill guy. What are you?
I'm actually 38.
38?
Whoa. Yep.
You're nothing. That's nothing.
Oh, it feels like something.
Yeah. to give you an idea, just of where
it doesn't feel like 28.
when I got out of the military, Nick, just to give you a point of reference, you couldn't stay out past 9 yet. But that's okay, because I'm actually, you know, with what I do. And I'm in my 50s. So with what I do, I look at people like you guys, and I think the future is bright. I think that I don't have nearly as much to worry about. You know, I've got my fight to fight right now, and I will do it. But at the same time, when it's time for the handoff, I think the nation and the veterans are, I think we got something good, despite everything else going on. I think that young fellows like you that are coming up and doing not just one thing, but all kinds of things are going to be what keeps the nation as what it was envisioned to be. And it's very nice to make your acquaintance and everything, although, Nick, I'm going to hold you to punching Chuck Porter in the back.
Oh, it's happening. It's a done deal. You don't have to worry about that.
Hey,
Can we be? I want to be friends, not acquaintances. You know,
Well, that's cool. Well, that's cool. I mean, you know, one of my associates is Beth Baca, and Beth and I, we got some plans about some things we want to do. I've got something coming up in conjunction with the documentary I want to shoot, and if you guys want to come and be part of that, then the door will be swung wide open, and I got the ammo for you.
Happy to do it.
We're always down, bud.
And you'll get to meet a rock legend while you're doing it.
Nice.
I'll be there, too.
Well, you're the rock.
In any event, Art 15 Clothing. Go check out MBest 11X. Is that really just sort of a offshoot? I mean, is that just something you guys do just to blow off a little steam? Or I know a lot of people do the YouTube channel to try to make a living with it. Is that something that...
Actually, YouTube channel started actually because I was just having fun, and then I came out with a video called How to Be an Operator, and then it kind of was like, you know, I realized how much kind of laughter we were bringing to the veteran and military community, so I stayed with it, and then I started Article 15 Clothing because we wanted to, you know, monetize stuff to be able to continue to put out fun content, and that's kind of where it all started. So it's actually... YouTube costs more money than we kind of make off of it, but we just enjoy having the content out there so people can have an uplifting source to go to if they're having a bad day and get a laugh at it. So it's kind of fun.
Yes, I can tell it probably does with the stuff you do. Nick, we will be in touch, guys, when it comes time, when you guys are getting ready to go down the red carpet. If you need an announcer and you need to be cheap with it, if you go over budget, let me know.
Sounds awesome.
Guys, stay safe. Thank you very much for taking the time. We will be in touch. Not the first time I want to have you guys on here.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you so
Range
much.
15. Pay attention to that. That's coming out. The Range 15. Well, as soon as it's coming out, we'll be back with these fellas. We will do it again. Coming up on the next break, art15clothing.com, rangerup.com. Go become a patron. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. It's the only kind of holster I run. It's the only kind of holster I'm going to run. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I think that Range 15 is a stroke of genius, because a lot of times, you know, when Active Valor came out with the Navy SEALs, where they actually had Navy SEALs as part of the cast, it looks like a movie that was, you know, your primary actors were Navy SEALs, and the action is great. Acting, not so much. And I don't know how widespread. I love the movie. I love the movie. But then again, I like Chuck Norris. I think he does good, too, and he can't act for nothing. So, having said that, I think this poking fun at themselves and being lighthearted about it, this is a stroke of genius, and I can't wait to see what that looks like. So, that I will be looking forward to eagerly. Armortix IP1, the smart gun. You know, the $1,900 smart gun. You got to have the wristwatch on the hand holding the gun to make the gun work. Well, my man David Codry has broke a story on them that is quite interesting. He writes, balance sheet appearing on German on a German government website for Armatix, the German company behind the controversial IP1 smart handgun, shows significant financial losses. Further, a German journalist has provided Gun Rights Examiner with documents purporting to show gun developer and managing director Ernst Mach as not only no longer with the company, but that he's been banned from its facilities under threat of a criminal complaint. New questions about Armatix Center, not in its controversial product, but in the company itself, brought to this column's attention by German weapons law researcher, online journalist, and co-owner of a shooting supply firm, Katja Trebel. She wrote, Ernest Mach, formerly of Heckler & Koch, who lobbied in the U.S. for the Armatix IP1, has been removed as CEO and got banned from the factory. According to her, here's a copy of this ban signed by CEO Maximilian Hefner. A former Armatix manager verified the signature with some colleagues. Mach is no longer mentioned on the Armatix website. She also said, I've also attached the last balance sheet for 2012 and 2011. They had losses of 11 million euros and had another 3 million euro loss in 2012. The balance sheet is a copy from an official government site. This pistol, it was the Armatix IP1, the 22 caliber 10 round pistol that couldn't actually fire one 10-round magazine without having a malfunction. Is a pistol watch combination, and it was apparently created more out of a need to assuage Mock's personal guilt he might have had over making guns than any sort of market demand that was out there. Neither government agencies and law enforcement or military have any interest in this product or in this scheme, not necessarily, not even the technology. They're not interested in the technology at all. This was a product that added needless complexity to the weapon and which quadrupled the price of proven conventional handgun systems in the same market space. You know, you can go buy a Smith & Wesson M&P for about $500 or a Glock for about $500 or a, I think the Springfield might be a little more, but you get what I'm saying. And this gun was $1,900 in the 22 configuration. I don't know how much, if it would have been more, because you had to have the watch that went with it. The only people that were excited about this gun, okay, because I've never wanted to be like Judge Dredd. You know, I've never wanted a gun that only recognizes me. The only people that seemed excited about this were the gun control people. If one of these had ever come for sale in the United States, this would have triggered a move in New Jersey with a law that they mandated once this actually happens, that the only guns for sale, handguns for sale in New Jersey, are smart guns. And thankfully that never came to pass. This may be the end of Armatex. You know, I don't know how a company exists unless, you know, maybe if they got Bloomberg to come in on it. You know, he wants to fund all these anti-gun things, but, you know, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Speaking of Bloomberg, he has bought, every town for gun safety has bought airtime for a TV ad urging lawmakers to oppose House Bill 562, an omnibus gun bill that would relax restrictions on owning, carrying weapons in the state of what? North Carolina, yeah. The 32nd spot is scheduled to run statewide on broadcast television this week. House Bill 562 would repeal North Carolina's requirement that a prospective handgun buyer obtain a pistol permit from the county sheriff. That process includes a criminal background check. That should be repealed. And Bloomberg is funding Jim Crow. That's a Jim Crow provision. You have to go to, today, in 21st century North Carolina, you have to go see the sheriff and say, I want to buy a gun. And hope the sheriff is in a good mood that day. I think in most cases the sheriff is in a good mood, but it is a needless formality to be going through. And it actually takes up time that the sheriff could be spent, I don't know, sheriffing. Now, certain reporters that like this have skipped the history of it. So let's just talk about it. The pistol permit was introduced into North Carolina law in the Jim Crow era South when the North Carolina Democrat Party and the Ku Klux Klan were one and the same. The intent of the permitting purpose was brutal and simple. The Klansmen didn't want to get shot when they were cross-burning and lynching, and so they wanted to ensure that blacks in Jim Crow North Carolina didn't have the legal right to own a handgun. The permits had to be applied for in person so that local sheriffs could deny permits based on the way you look. And it still exists today in North Carolina. In 2015, it still exists today. The claim that the scheme should be kept because background checks are needed is intentionally duplicitous because at the point of sale, they do the background check. It has nothing to do with the sheriff. It doesn't even come to the sheriff. Anywhere else, in any of the other 49 states, it does not go to the sheriff. Well, that may not be true. In Boston, perhaps. I don't know. But what they have in Jim Crow, I mean, what they have in North Carolina right now is Jim Crow era law. Still happening right now in North Carolina. And Bloomberg wants it to stay in place. Where is Al Sharpton? Where is Jesse Jackson? Where are all the race pimps? Where are they at? A law based upon racism still happening in North Carolina right now today. And Michael Bloomberg wants to fund and keep that in place. House Bill 562 would dump that and modernize many of North Carolina's other antiquated gun laws. In addition to dumping the Klan protection pistol permitting scheme, and I hope the North Carolina Democrats don't think they still need that. That would be nice. It would allow district attorneys to carry firearms in court, would prevent doctors from compiling lists of databases of patients who own guns, which is already presumably illegal under federal law, and provides legal protections for firing ranges so that when urban sprawl overtakes a range, the Johnny-come-latelys cannot then harass the long-existing ranges with noise complaints. So in North Carolina, they have a very good bill. They have a very good bill pending. It needs to be passed. It needs to be passed, and they need to be, you know, get off that racist tip. I've talked about this more times than I can imagine, and I know people in North Carolina. Paul Malone is been working against this in North Carolina gun rights for a long time, as far as the Jim Crow era law, and this needs to be passed. And carpetbaggers like Bloomberg shouldn't be allowed to, you know. Where's the states' rights outcry from the North Carolinian liberals? Oh, wait a minute. It's gun control, so that's perfectly okay. Come on in on your carpet and parachute in, Michael Bloomberg, with your money and buy that ad space. Michael Bloomberg is trying to buy the rights of everybody. He wants to buy the Second Amendment rights. Anywhere it's up there, anywhere it's up for sale, Michael Bloomberg wants to buy it and put it away. Do away with it. Take it from you. Resist that, North Carolina. Welcome. Come join me in the 21st century, would you? We'll do this again in 22 hours tomorrow. Chris Costa Lutis, he'll be joining us. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.